Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. Today, I want to talk to you about shortcuts and I want you to focus on stop taking shortcuts. So many people are looking at ways that they can do whatever it is that they want to get an improvement in by finding a shortcut way to doing it. I mean, I've spoken about it on this podcast before in terms of, say, weight loss, for instance, where it's been in the US for a lot longer than it's been here, but it's now becoming very, very popular. It's becoming more and more a topic of conversation in the media, which is your drugs that were developed for diabetes, and they saw some weight loss benefits for their diabetic patients, so now they've kind of tweaked it a little bit to turn it into just a weight loss injection for people, and it's been quite successful for many people. But of course, not everybody can afford it, and you know that's another issue. But what this does is it's so attractive because there are so many people out there that are overweight and obese. So they want to go and have the injection, get the weight loss, but they haven't learned anything about the basics to lead a healthy lifestyle, and they will continue to do the same thing. They will not continue to improve their health necessarily through the lifestyle, and they'll be relying on the injections to remove the fat from their bodies. It's not a great outcome. If it comes to, say, wealth creation, people think about cryptocurrency. Now, there is a chance that cryptocurrency could just disappear altogether one day. It just could disappear. I mean, crypto doesn't build anything. It's just it's something that somebody has placed a value on, and you know, it's crazy. It's so volatile, and it just may all disappear one day. Who knows? And with zero value. Just like a lot of the NFTs and things like that, that people say, oh, wow, well, this dog that such and such drew is worth $1 million, but realistically, it might be worth $1 million to one person, but it's worth nothing to, say, me, because it's like, well, I'm not going to do anything with that. And a lot of these NFTs have gone to zero value, or pretty much zero value, where they were, you know, overly inflated at certain times for different emotional reasons. And people are looking for these shortcuts in wealth creation. Now, I'm here to tell you that if you want to build success, there is not one super, super self-made successful person out there that will tell you that, yeah, it's easy. That, yeah, just keep entering the lottery every day and seeing what happens and then you'll be successful. That doesn't give you success. You have to understand what the fundamentals are to build that success. And that means, first of all, you've got to have a lot of focus. You have to be able to focus your brain on certain aspects where you want to get better. You have to develop an unbelievable work ethic. You're not born with a work ethic. You create the work ethic. I was born not with the smartest brain, but what I have taught myself to do is become very resourceful, build connections, relationships. And if I don't know what to do, if I don't know how to do it, I will know somebody that will point me in the direction to give me somebody that will know how to do it. I have the number one wealth coach in the world that coaches me now. And what does that mean? It means that I've got somebody that I can bounce my questions off, but not just anybody, it's the number one wealth creation person in the world. So why do I use him? To build my wealth. Why not learn from one of the best in the world? He's the number one wealth coach. Doesn't mean he's the richest in the world, but the richest people in the world aren't necessarily good coaches. They've just had a whole bunch of success. And you talk to any billionaire and they'll say they didn't come up with a $1 billion idea. What happened was they worked and worked and worked and they built it and they built it, and then some luck comes along the way and that's how they build it. But it happens over a long, long period of time. So it's curious how our brains work to look for these shortcuts. There are no shortcuts to success. You can speed up the process, but there are no shortcuts. Like, I have the best wealth coach in the world, but if I don't listen, if I don't ask questions, if I don't do the work, then I don't get the results. And then it's easy for me to sit back and criticize, make up excuses and say, well, that didn't work for me. That might work for someone else, but that doesn't work for me. Well, the reason it's not working for you is because you're not doing the work. You're not putting in the right steps in the right order. It's just like a cake recipe. If you want to make the world's best cake, then you have to put the exact ingredients in there that the chef tells you. You need to have the oven at the right temperature. You need to put the ingredients in the right order. You need to put them in the right amount. For instance, let's just say you start off by putting all the ingredients in a pan into the oven. Well, you don't put all of them in. And you put it into the oven and you have it all at the right temperature. But it comes out and it's a mess. And then the chef comes along and says, what happened? I say, well, I followed the recipe. I did all these things. I say, but why is it just a bunch of flour and melted butter or whatever? Oh, I forgot to put in the milk or whatever the liquid is to make it, you know, the cake. So you have to put in all the ingredients in the right order, in the right amount, at the right temperature to get you the right outcome. And that's so true with so many things that we do in our successful journey. I have people that come to me and they say, I've tried everything in terms of being able to achieve the health and wellness that they want. Really? Everything? Yep, I've tried everything. Now, you already know that that's a complete lie because there is just no way that that person has tried every possible outcome in the world to get their health and wellness better. It's just, it means that they make up excuses and they're exaggerating what it is that they've had as their journey. So, okay, well, tell me all the things. And it might be 5, 6, 7, 10 different things, but it's not every possible scenario. And I know from having done this for 36 years that if you are where you are and you're not where you want to be, then something is not right. And it's very, very rare that it's something medical, right? People say, oh, that's just the way that my body is supposed to be. Really? So your body is supposed to be not getting nutrients, not exercising, not doing strength training, not sleeping well enough, not drinking enough water, dining out multiple times a week, getting lots of fat into your body, not getting enough protein, not getting enough plant-based food. Your body's supposed to be doing that, is it? And people say, oh, well, it doesn't matter what I eat. I just always end up here. Really? It's just people making up excuses for justifying their behavior so that they don't have to do the hard work. They're normally uncoachable people. And you'll find that that same sort of mindset continues with other areas of their life as well. Maybe they don't have the job that they want. They're always complaining about the people that they work with or the superiors that they work with, the people that are managing them. There's something wrong with them. They're not right. It's never taking that full ownership and accountability themselves to do what is required to achieve long-term success across all those areas. So it doesn't matter what it is that you want to achieve success in. If it's your health, wellness, mindset improvements that I work with people every day, whether it's creating your wealth, whether it's moving up the corporate ladder, whether it's creating the relationship that you really want or relationships that you want, not just intimate relationships, relationships with your children, relationships business-wise, etc., networking around the world, moving you from where you are to a dramatically improved level of performance, then all of these principles are the same. Like I said before, incredible focus. You have to be focused. You have to have an incredible work ethic. You have to have the right coach, the best in the world, the best that you can afford in the space where you want to get better. So are you going to find one person for that? No. Right? Like, I am a coach for many people, but I'm not the only person in their life. For instance, I'm not a doctor. I say doctor slash coach, whatever you want. I can't tell somebody about medically what it is that they should do. All I can do is have conversations around this is what I observe from clients that have been in that same sort of position. You need to go and seek a medical professional for that. If somebody wants to improve their sports performance in a particular sport. That's not me. I don't play that sport. I can't advise you in that way. But what I can do is create a program and work with your coach, etc., to do that. I work with people that are doing physiotherapy, for instance, and I will work with them, and sometimes they use an exercise physiologist, which I am not, to help them create a rehab program, and then they're ready to come back and work with me. And I'll work with those professionals and say, okay, what is it that they can do? What can't they do? I'm not an expert on injuries, and I don't really like working with people to rehab them. I can do a part of that, but I prefer to outsource that because it just doesn't interest me, and I'd rather work with somebody that's fully functional and okay. And so the point is that you have multiple different coaches. I have multiple coaches in my life as well to help me get to that next level. So you've got to have the right coach for you. And then you've got to be hungry. You have to have an appetite for wanting to improve, wanting to get better, wanting to be the best version of you. You don't have to want to be the best in the world. If you do, great. Then that's going to really inspire you to really knuckle down, double down on those other things. But you need to have that appetite for success. And I think if you can language it to yourself, be in the top 1%, 5%, 10%, whatever it is that you want to language to you, but you want to be the best version of you at your age now. And it was something I heard from actually Lance Armstrong, whether you know, like him, admire him, or I think he's a complete drug cheat. I heard him say that in an interview, that really resonated with me. It's like, yeah, you can still be the best version of you at any age if you do all the right things. And so the other aspect that you need to do is around your health and wellness. You need to constantly be focusing on making that your number one priority, right? Because as soon as you start to let that lag, you'll find that you start to lose focus, you start to lose energy, you're not as productive, you're not as driven, you're not sleeping as well, you're more tired, you're more grumpy. One thing leads to the next, and before you know it, you're dead. But I know I'm exaggerating and fast-tracking all that, but if you have zero health, you're dead, and then everything else that you want to achieve in your life just does not matter anymore because you can't be here to do it. So that's why it needs to be your number one focus. So you get all those things right, and then like with your health and wellness, we can drill down into that in a lot of detail. Maybe I'll just quickly cover it here. But it's making sure that you're getting your 6 to 8 hours of sleep. And yes, that's a two-hour range. I mean, the older I get, I find that I need, where I perform way, way better is if I can get 7 hours of sleep, which I manage to do maybe once, maybe twice a week. I'm getting less than that. I'm probably getting 6 to 7 hours for most of the time. But I find that I perform better in my workouts with my brain fog and everything if I get closer to the 7 or even a little bit more. Sleep is important. Water. These are fundamentals, basics that you need to get right. Drinking enough water for yourself. For me, I focus on 3 liters a day. The average human, adult, is about 2.6 liters of water a day. You're getting some strength training in. Everybody should be working their muscles and are looking to maintain, build, pardon me, maintaining that strength. Really, really important. Making sure that you are moving as well. So like this morning, for instance, earlier this morning, I did work with clients and I did my own workout, and it was an intense strength workout, but I've still got to make sure that I'm doing other movement through the day. I've got clients, I walk around my studio, but then I can sit at my desk for long periods of time and just get really into the business stuff, transformational stuff, marketing, etc. I've still got to make sure that I can try and get in not just my incidental steps, but maybe I'll go out for a little bit later, or hop on the treadmill if it's raining for a 20-minute walk or something like that, and I'll listen to a podcast or do something like that with my coach while I'm doing that. So I'm focusing on moving as well. Food, super important. This is the single biggest challenge that people have globally to achieve the body and health that they want. It's getting in enough protein. It's making sure that you're eating plenty of plant-based food. It's not overeating at any of your meals, but I prefer to eat 5 to 6 meals a day. So that's breakfast, lunch and dinner, and say 2 to 3 snacks in between rather than intermittent fasting. I just find that my body works way better. Concentration, energy levels, and certainly with the way that I train and the science that that I've been taught is that that is how to get our bodies to perform best and respond best to do it in that way. So there's that aspect of it, and then a supplementation program of some sort to just help fill any voids that you may have through your nutrition, etc. So, I mean, they're the fundamentals of what it is that you need to do, and all of that will help support you with your health and your wellness and your fitness. And if you get those other things right too, with your that will support your focus, it'll support your energy. And then if you're hungry and you've got the right coach, then guess what? You just keep on going. And stop looking for shortcuts. If you put as much energy into finding a shortcut as you did into actually doing the hard work, that's the longer term, then that's what's important. If you focus on the smaller things, right? Don't try and focus on the big win. Don't focus on the, like we get the ads here for all the lotteries that are in the US. Now, I saw one the other day. They come across my Facebook feed for some reason. I think it was $1.4 billion was the prize pool in the US. Now, you just imagine, like, there's, 320 million people or something in the US. I'm sure this is going to people all over the world. We've got, 32 million or something here. So, you're going to be 1 in 350 million chance or 1 in a billion chance of winning something like that. The places that win there are the lottery companies, the gambling companies. They're the ones that are making the money. Stop focusing on the big win like that. Focus on what you can, and you can't control that. You can control what it is that you can do every single day. So if you focus on those small things, the 1% that you can do every day, imagine you improve something slightly, 1% every single day, add that up at the end of the year, and that's huge. It's a huge change in you. Do that over year, over year, over year. I think back to 36 years ago when I first started training and how, I guess, fragile my self-esteem was back then, and how poor my health was and how weak my body was compared to where I am right now, 36 years later, and all the pain and the suffering that I've had to go through, and the personal growth and the investment in coaching and all of those things that have brought me to where I am now. There was no way that I could do some shortcut to get to where I am. Which is why I kind of laugh at a lot of these influencers that are on social media, and they're kind of just making up stuff. I'm sure most of them have really good intentions and everything, but they also have no life experience or very little life experience. If they're in their late teens, early 20s, whatever, they haven't lived all the life and the challenges that most people are going through to be able to coach people how to change those things. And you can't do a course to give you life experience. It's only through living life that you get the experience. So that doesn't mean that there's not value in people out there like that, but I just find it amusing how people follow these people, perhaps looking for the shortcut, the increase in the amount of cosmetic surgery and so forth to sculpt the body, the face, whatever, when if you just do the hard work every day and focus on what are those small percentages, then you will get there. And I think when I first started out with coaching, when I first started business, so to say, a mouthful of water, I was probably one of those, well, I think I was one of those people that said, well, if I just get this coaching and they'd talk about this, it wasn't with my current coach, it was someone else, and they hold up the poster child of success story. And so, oh, well, that worked for them. If I do this, I will get that result too. Now, of course, it's very different across different geographics, etc. And what works in one case doesn't necessarily work in another way, particularly certain marketing tools and that kind of stuff. So I was finding I wasn't getting the results that I thought I would. And I was getting disappointed, and I would do more, and then I'd try and do different things. And I was still getting success, but I wasn't getting the success on a huge scale like some of these other people were. And that was really frustrating me. Instead, what I should have done, which took me years to work out, was just focus on the small things that I can control each and every day. What are those things that I can do mindset-wise? How do I keep making myself more resilient? How can I tweak a marketing campaign or celebrate the successes of what I'm getting here? But then, okay, how do I now push to that next level and so forth? So a lot of that only comes through experience and just knowing that, look, don't expect to do one thing and get the big win. Focus on doing a lot of things. Like, don't put one fishing pole in one pond, put 10 fishing poles in that pond, but put them in 10 ponds as well. And guess what? You've got way more chance of catching more fish. So stop looking for the shortcut. Focus on those strong, logical things that you can do every single day that you can control. This is the important thing. A lot of the shortcuts, you can't control any of that, right? Like, go back to the weight loss injection. You can't control that. You can say, well, you can control buying it and you can control injecting it, but you can't control what it's going to do. And there's a chance that there might be side effects, because let's face it, you're putting a foreign substance into your body. What somebody else in your house or the next door neighbor or the friend that's, say they go on it and they lose 10 kilos in 5 weeks, and you think, wow, that could be me too. Then I'll be at my goal weight, or I'll be this, or I'll be that, or whatever. And then let's say you get half those results. And it's like, well, that's not fair. Why does that person get it and I don't? And then that creates some other issues, mental health problems, etc. Focus on, you can't control it. You can't control what your body's going to do, but you can control what it is that you do. And if you focus on the movement, the strength training, the cardio training, the getting your meals cleaner, sleeping better, drinking more water, doing all those things. You can't do one thing today that's going to change all of that. Yes, you can buy a lottery ticket today and hope that tonight's draw that you will win, but you will not. Chances are you will not. So why even bother doing it? Focus on what you can control. All those bits, so, so powerful. Stop looking for the shortcuts. Stop looking for the shortcuts. Stop looking for the shortcuts and focus on what you can control. If you want to connect with me, and I'll give you a hand in holding you to account, creating the right program for you to set you up for success, your health, your wellness, your mindset, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consultation right there. I am here for you. And just remember that I treat your health, wellness, fitness as preciously as my own. I genuinely do. See you tomorrow.